Good morning. My name is Keith, and I am an addict.
Hi, Keith.
And I just want to say that I am a grateful addict this morning. No matter what I do, I'm always nervous when I start to share for the first time. So if I acknowledge that, then I can get rid of that feeling, and I can move on and be who I am as a person and as a recovering addict. Testing. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, now it's off. There we go. Test 1, 2.
Oh, I love it. Can everybody hear me? Well, I am Keith, and I am an addict.
Hi, Keith.
This morning I'm going to talk about gratitude. This is a feeling that when I got here before recovery, I didn't have a clue. I was a very angry person that felt that the world owed me and that life should be things given to me rather than looking out in recovery. I finally gotten to the point, and I normally don't talk a lot about my past in recovery because I like to live where I am today in the moment and living my life as recovery today and really getting a chance to experience it. My sponsor has taught me to do certain things, and I'm going to go through my little exercise this morning that I do on a daily basis. When I get words in my recovery that I'm not quite sure of, or I want to get a positive definition, I go to the internet and I get the actual definitions of the word. And according to dictionary.com, the definition of gratitude is the quality or feeling of being grateful or thankful. It is an essence of good mental health and spirituality. I wasn't happy with that. I'm an addict. So I had to go to Wikipedia. Got to get multiple answers here and search out to other people. Wikipedia says, gratitude is thankfulness, gratefulness, or appreciation. It is a positive emotion or attitude in acknowledgement of a benefit that one has received or will receive. That will is what really hit me because my recovery is an ongoing process, and I have to work at it on a daily basis. And the more I work at it, the more I receive gratitude in my life. And I'm always looking for ways in my mind to verify or see where gratitude is, and it's one of those things to me that's very important because it always seems to keep showing up on things, and my example is my medallion, and as if I need to look at this. My gratitude speaks when I care and when I share with others the NA way. And I paused on that because there's a part of acceptance there for me that I have to care to be able to give away my gratitude. And I have to be able to be willing to share it with others. But I also have to accept that there are ways in recovery to do those things. And I have to accept that, you know, it's an NA way. A couple minutes ago, I talked about coming here and not having a bit of gratitude. I had that anger, I had humility, I had shame, I had distrust. I wasn't going to trust anybody. I was the one who sat in the back of the room and hid from everybody, and I didn't want to admit that I was an addict. It took me a month to do that. When I got here, the gift that was so freely given to me was to be told by others, we will love you until you can learn to love yourself. And those who had more experience than I did, were working their programs, brought me in and shared where they were in their life and their recovery and made me feel comfortable. I wasn't all to the point where I was ready to accept this at a moment's notice, but I was able to get examples in my life that things worked, and they had what I wanted in recovery. And what I draw from is the people in my recovery who have spent time. Early on, I had a person who became a close friend who used to make T-shirts in recovery. And one of the T-shirts that he had was a giant parachute. And it had NA on the bottom of it. And the comment was, your mind does not work. No, your mind is like a parachute. It doesn't work unless it's open. And I had to think about that. You know, that I had to have an open mind to where I was in my life and my recovery to be able to accept where my answers, where my moments in my life, where I get that gratitude from. I got so excited early on in my recovery. I was went to Southeast Washington, which is about 25 miles from where I live, to ask a speaker to come to the meeting, and walked into the meeting and found the woman who I wanted to have share for me, which is Carmelita, who is no longer with us. But she looked at me and she goes, "Baby, I'll be glad to come to your meeting, but you can't come to this one tonight because this is a women's meeting." And, you know, I got my needs met by going and asking and having this woman agree to come speak for the group that I was chairing at the time, and was able to fulfill my life and help others, but yet also realized that I had to respect different meetings and the fact that there are women's meetings. And it was a really great experience for me, and it's still in my mind, sits there. The fact that I am willing to help people in meetings, and that there is a power greater than myself. What I am so grateful for is, and I'm looking at this in my life, is to have my before recovery, where I had all the negative feelings, and now, and I don't want to say after recovery because I'm not dead yet, but I look at my life as during recovery, and the experiences that I've had through my life. Wow. Long pause here. The biggest changes in my life have come by being willing to work my recovery. And through my recovery, I've had times in my life where I've had challenges. And those are examples for me to really look at where my gratitude is. 6 years ago, in my recovery, I was diagnosed with a brain tumor. And sitting in the doctor's office, his first words were, "Well, the good news is, we can help you. The bad news is you have a brain tumor." This was on December 18th of 2004. The only thing I can remember doing after that is I was to leave from the doctor's office to go directly to see the surgeon, and from the surgeon directly to the hospital. Instinctually, I knew to call my sponsor and to take a moment and just say a prayer and ask for help. By doing that, I had people showing up for me at the hospital. They came to bring me a meeting, to share their experiences, to give me emotional support, to change some of the wording in recovery. In having brain surgery, I chose to have my head shaved so that it would be easier for the doctors. And two very close friends in the meeting, in my meetings, came in and shaved my head. And the ongoing joke then was that the spiritual... Wow. I'm losing my... I never thought that this would be this emotional. The spiritual that I can stand here this long and I just lost my thought. Wow. There's the spiritual benefit of one addict helping another, and the fact that they were able to shave my head for me and make things so that I'm able to move to go through the process and be there for me. The spiritual benefit of one addict shaving another addict's head. Why do I search so hard for that? But having that spiritual benefits. Through that process, I felt that I could almost walk through a brick wall if I was told to, and that if I had to in my recovery through that surgery. Since that time, I have had that one of those people who helped shave my head in that meeting, asked me to sponsor him. And one night on a Monday night, in the middle of a meeting, or in the beginning of a meeting, as we're doing the readings, he had a heart attack and died. And I thought about that. Instinctually, after spending a number of years riding on an ambulance and knowing the signs, I was 99% sure that he was gone. But there wasn't anybody in that room who wanted to give up. We did CPR. We did mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. There were people who stood in the back of the room in total horror of what was going on. The ambulance came and took him to the hospital. After that happened, we all collected our thoughts. Actually, I went to the hospital, but everybody in the meeting collected their thoughts and continued the meeting so that people could share where they were with their feelings, and to get a chance to process what was going on. Those are the things that are real gratitude for me. It was difficult that day when I had to go speak for him. I wanted to speak for him at his eulogy and to express my anger, my sadness, and to be able to process the loss of a friend that I had, but to have the gratitude to be there for him. I also need to take some time and put this together in my perspective. And fortunately, through my recovery, NA allows me to work this program to the best of my ability and the best of my understanding. And that I'm able to admit that I am an addict, that I have found a power greater than myself in my second step. And originally it was not my higher power, it was the people of these rooms that helped me through the hugs, through the comments of keep coming back, it works, we'll love you until you can love yourself, accepting me for who I am as a person. In the third step, they allowed me to have a higher power of my understanding. And what I was able to do is write down all the things in my past where I was as an addict. And my understandings of what God was, my religious beliefs, and what I was brought up to be as a child. And I wrote those down on one side of a paper. And actually, it's still in this book I have in front of me that I have. And then I wrote down the things that I wanted as a higher power for my understanding. A caring, loving, understanding God. Not necessarily a person, but a spiritual being that understands me. Someone that has a sense of humor. Someone who can accept me for who I am as a person. And have a level of spirituality. Something that was just shared with me recently, and I was sitting in a meeting, and I write down these things as I hear them, and it made a lot of sense for me in my recovery, is the fact that those who have religion are the ones who are afraid of going to hell. The ones who have spirituality are the ones who have been there. And I know that the people who are sitting in these rooms are the ones who have been through hell and have that level of spirituality and can give that to me through being grateful. I also know, and with that sense of humor, I have to remind myself to be careful for things that I ask for, because I might get them. At one point I was jokingly thinking, gee, it would be really nice to come speak in a meeting. And here I stand before you. My higher power does hear my prayers and challenges me. He also puts things in my life today that are challenges for who I am as a person. And I jumped back from one thing that I do, and I want to back up to that. I have an exercise that I do every morning, and I make a point of writing it down. I write it down and put it in a book, but I take and write down three things that I'm grateful for every day and three things that I like about myself every day. And I'd love the opportunity to share with others what my gratitude is today. This morning I was grateful for the fact that I am having just today as a gift of life. That today is my 8,993rd day of recovery. The second thing that I'm grateful for is being able and willing to share with others my experience, strength, and hope in my recovery. The third thing is knowing that I am being able to accept that I am a human being, that I make mistakes in my life, and that I am teachable. The things that I like about myself today, and these are the tough ones because this allows me to turn that mirror or stop looking at other people and look back at myself. It allows me to help develop a level of self-esteem and to really find out who Keith is. And this is another place where I went to the internet. You put in the word virtues, and it's going to bring up about 75 different words that you can look at in your life for positive qualities in your life. And I use that list every day to look at those words to figure out who I am as a person and where I want to be. This morning, I'm grateful for the fact that I have humility in my life, that I can stand here and share who I am as a person. I'm grateful for the fact that I have a level of sincerity in my life. And I'm grateful that I have a level of acceptance. I want to take 2 minutes more and share one experience that I have right now in my life going on, and then I'm going to shut up. I talked about my higher power having a joke, likes to play jokes on me. He put an individual in my life about 9 months ago who has taught me a lot, and I had to remain open to get these lessons. He put a 3-pound rabbit in my life. Originally, I wanted to name him Brer, and I thought about it, and I decided to name him Trickster. Be careful what you ask for, you might get it. He's a trickster. I've been late to meetings because I've had to realize I can't let him out, run around, and expect him to go back and get in a cage like a normal animal, like a normal dog or a cat, because he's not. My lessons have been that I've had to learn to develop a level of patience. I've had to learn to develop communications, to get down on my hands and knees and look this rabbit in the eyes and connect with him in a bond that he understands. And people laugh at me like that, but it's been a gift for me to realize who I am as a person, to be able to look a person directly in the eyes and make that connection, to experience and to accept that unconditional love. Hopefully that's enough with everybody, that they can see and feel that I do have gratitude in my life today, and that they're able to look into their life and experience gratitude. And as I've read before, my gratitude speaks when I care and when I share with others the NA way. Thank you.